Welcome back to the House Rules Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Almeida, and today we're getting into one of the biggest traps that's out there, comparison. Yeah, that thing we all do but pretend we don't. You know what I'm talking about. Scanning social media, watching those YouTube highlights and thinking, why am I not there yet? Trust me, we all been there. But today, we're flipping the script. We're diving into rule number 6 from my book, House Rules, Survival Tips for Getting Shit Done, Never Compare. Remind yourself, nobody built like you, you designed yourself. Listen, when Jay-Z said nobody built like you, you designed yourself, he wasn't just dropping a cool line. He was spitting truth. We're all unique and that's our superpower. But here's the problem. We live in a world that loves to compare. A world that tells us we need to be the next Spielberg or the next Hemingway to make it. But that's a trap. And today, I'm here to tell you why comparing yourself to anyone else is like bringing a knife to a gunfight. So let's talk about this comparison game for a minute. In today's world, it's easy to glance at the legends, your Spielbergs, your Joyces, and feel like you need to mirror their success to taste your own. But here's the truth. Comparison is an admission of unoriginality. Let me break it down. Let's say you're an up-and-coming filmmaker. You've got your script, your camera, your dream, and what do? You look at Spielberg. The guy who brought us Jaws and E.T. and think, man, if I could just do what he did. But hold up, your short film is never going to be a Spielberg masterpiece. And that's not because you lack the skills. It's because Spielberg is Spielberg. He's got his own distinct voice, style, and storytelling flair. And you know what? That's okay. You've got your own voice, your own style, and that's what makes you extraordinary. If you're too busy trying to be the next Spielberg, you'll never discover what makes you you. Your film might not have a shark that terrifies generations, but maybe it'll have something else. Something that Spielberg could never imagine. Why? Because he's not you. And that's the whole point. So next time you find yourself saying, I'll never be Spielberg, just remind yourself that Spielberg will never be you either. And that, my friend, is your edge. All right, let's tackle this idea that no idea is original. We've all heard it, right? But I'm calling BS on that. Every idea is original because it's filtered through your unique perspective. Let me give you an example. My writing style is an upcycle blend of my favorite authors. I mean, I study Nas like I study Ralph Ellison. Yeah, I know it sounds wild, but it's true. But here's the thing. I never stack myself up against them. I don't aspire to be Nas. I don't want to be Ellison. I want to be me. I want to forge my own unique voice and share my stories the way I see fit. We draw inspiration from everything around us. Music, art, conversation, and even those random thoughts that pop into our heads at 3 a.m. But in the end, it's our individual experiences that shape how we express those ideas. That's what makes your idea different from mine. That's why no one can ever replicate it exactly. So the next time someone says everything's been done before, just smile and nod because they don't get it. They don't understand that your perspective is what makes your ideas original. You're the secret sauce. And if you start believing that, there's no limit to what you can create. Now let's take it to the court because nothing illustrates the danger of comparison better than this story. Let's talk about Michael Jordan and Julius Dr. J. Irving. When Jordan was coming up, people were quick to compare him to Dr. J. I mean, why not? Dr. J was the king of the acrobatic moves and the high-flying dunks. The man was poetry in motion. But here's the thing. People were saying Jordan would never be able to live up to Irving's legacy. They doubted his potential because he wasn't the next Dr. J. But guess what? Jordan didn't give a damn about these comparisons. He didn't need to be the next Dr. J because he was busy being the first Michael Jordan. He worked hard, honed his skills, and developed his own unique style of play. We're talking about the dude who made the slam dunk and fadeaway his signature moves. Things that were completely his own. Jordan went on to become one of the greatest basketball players of all time. 6 NBA championships, countless awards, and let's not forget about those iconic Nike commercials. And you know what? Dr. J never did any of that. Why? Because that wasn't his path. Jordan didn't need to be Dr. J. He needed to be Michael Jordan. And by staying true to himself, he carved out his own legacy. So here's the takeaway. You'll never be them and they'll never be you. That's the beauty of it. That's what makes this whole journey worthwhile. All right. So how do we flip the script? How do we go from comparing ourselves to others to embracing your own individuality? Here's the deal. You've got to own your originality. You've got to understand that your perspective, your experiences, your voice, those are the things that make your ideas original. You're a walking, talking, idea-generating machine. And nobody, I mean nobody, can do it like you. Think of it this way. Even if your work is a patchwork of influences, you're the one weaving it together. You're the one putting those pieces in place, shaping them into something new, something that's never been seen before. And that's why your work matters. So stop worrying about being the next Spielberg, the next Jordan, or the next whoever. Focus on being the best version of you, because that's where the magic happens. Let's bring this home with something practical. Here's a tip to help you stay focused on your journey. Create a vision board. And no, I'm not talking about some art and craft project. I'm talking about a living, breathing representation of your goals, your dreams, and the things that inspire you. Fill it with your ideas, your aspirations, and the people who motivate you. Write down who you are today, the things you've accomplished, and the things you're working on. Then write down who you were, follow the same process, and finally, write down who you aspire to be. But here's the kicker. Compare yourself to you. That's your only competition. Look at your present work against your past work. Is there growth? Have you gotten better? Are you further along on your journey? Are you closer to your goal than you were before? Take the time to identify the stages. Appreciate the process, because it's your process. And in the end, that's all that matters. All right, here's your challenge for the next week. Ditch the comparisons. Focus on your own growth, your own journey. Create the vision board and share it with us on social media using the hashtag House Rules Podcast. I want to see you winning in your own lane. Thanks for tuning into the House Rules Podcast. If this episode hit home, make sure you subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who needs to hear this message. And remember, the only person you need to compare yourself to is the person you were yesterday. Peace.